your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man. And Tom of Two Stars is getting some tater tots. And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Huh, we're just hanging out. Got done shooting some videos and eating some hot dogs and tater tots. That is my dog barking at something. Most likely Tommy Two Stars wanting food from him. It's been a long day. Just been binge watching some Netflix. And
hashtag so many tots.
And now Tommy Two Stars is back with a whole bunch of tater tots.
Damn right. We're finishing up these tots in style.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matt.
How are you doing, man?
Great. So many tots.
So many tots. That's a lot of tots.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Anything new with you?
Uh-uh.
I know we've been watching some Luke Cage.
No, the Hero of Harlem.
I'm going to admit to something. It might be a little shameful.
Uh-oh.
Luke Cage came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I was done with it Sunday morning.
Dang, kid.
Yeah. So, I worked Friday day, and then all Friday night I watched. Then I worked Saturday night, so I watched Saturday day, and then I watched Sunday morning.
Well, to be fair, I started 2 days ago, and I'm almost done, so.
Yes, it's very binge-watch worthy, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Next week, I figured we would do a whole episode on Luke Cage.
Carl Lucas, you mean?
On Carl Lucas. And give our thoughts and our if we like it or not and how we like it and what our problems are and our favorite scenes and all that stuff and just dish on the Carl Lucas.
All right. Sounds awesome.
Does sound awesome.
We'll power man through it.
Ba-ding, ding, ching, ba-ding, ching. Do anything else new this past week?
No, not really.
Eat anything good or?
No, just junk food.
Just, yeah. I feel you there.
I'm in lots a binge where I'm buying like peanut M&M's and like random flavored Starburst. So good.
So you're not buying pumpkin spice flavored Starbursts, are you?
Okay. There's no, I don't think there's such a thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was.
Give it a year or two.
Yeah. I made some shepherd's pie. Kind of winged it the other day for Larry and I.
Yeah?
Yes. I didn't have any of the ingredients that I would probably need, so I...
Like potatoes and meat?
I had potatoes and meat, okay. But I didn't have the things that you would use to make, like, the gravy.
The gravy and stuff?
Meat,
okay.
Like the beef stock or the chicken stock and then, like, beer and stuff like that. So, I used, like, A1 sauce.
Okay.
And Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Yes, it was a little sweet, but I put some vinegar in it and stuff, too, and some spicy stuff, and it was pretty good.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's the only interesting thing I probably ate or made during the week.
Well, we can't do interesting things every week, sadly, but you know what?
Cannot.
That sounds pretty good.
I think it is about that time of year, though, where a lot of interesting things are going to be happening, because it's October, so you got Halloween coming, and Thanksgiving,
Woo!
And Thanksmas, and Christmas, and Kwanzaa, and
Festivus
and
for the
Festivus
rest of us.
For the rest of us, and Hanukkah. Ooh, it's a lot of holidays.
So much holidays.
Imagine if you celebrated all of them.
I'd be insane.
You would be celebrating...
Especially in, like, December,
non-stop.
You would just be, like, nonstop.
You'd be holding the menorah.
8 days of Kwanzaa,
be
8 days of Hanukkah.
Having a Santa hat on and praying to baby Jesus.
Praying to the good Lord. 8 pounds, 6 ounces, newborn baby Jesus.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food.
Tots.
Yes, I thought we would do a kind of new segment today.
New segment?
Well... It's a segment within a segment.
A sub-segment?
It's a sub... Ooh. Our sub-segment.
We can talk about subs in one of our sub-segments.
It's called Food for Thought.
Oh.
So these are some random... just things that I was thinking of, or the internet was thinking of. Food questions that are kind of just weird, that you never kind of think about. So I thought it would be fun to discuss them. Because they're just, you know, interesting stuff. So we need to, like, a theme song for Food for Thought.
Okay.
food for thought. Think about that. Think about the food for thought. Think about that. That's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's nice. Good job. All right. So the first two hours later. Thinking about food. Eating food in my mouth
and putting my brains in the food brains.
You gotta think of a song to turn to the beat for Food for Thought. Like, what's a popular song right now? My milkshake brings to the my food talk brings the boys to the yard. They want my food brains.
I'm wide awake. I'm thinking about some food. I'm gonna eat some food. Hey, what about the food? I'm wide awake. I don't know.
I don't even know the words.
That works for me.
What about? Here's a food thoughts.
Food thoughts.
All right.
What's that weird of food? Food you're thinking about?
Boom. All right, Tom. Why is vanilla ice cream white if vanilla extract is brown?
That's a good question.
Because even when you're looking at, like, the vanilla pods.
Yeah.
And they do their fermentation and all that, they become brown also. So, my theory is that vanilla ice cream is not really vanilla ice cream.
Ooh. Some kind of Illuminati thing you're going on here.
It is just fake artificial ice cream.
I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like chocolate where you have to kind of let it ripen and it turns brown scenario. I don't know. So maybe it's like vanilla.
So they're using fresh vanilla beans?
Fresh, unripe vanilla beans.
They're just going up on the tree or the bush.
Just ripping it out.
Ripping it out and then just tearing out the premature heart of the vanilla
baby
beans.
Vanilla beans.
Hello.
Premature.
Give premature birth, bean tree, so I can eat your beans in my ice cream.
I want white ice cream. I don't want no brown vanilla.
White ice cream lasts matter.
Oh, man.
Deep fried geeks does not endorse white ice cream lasts matter.
Yes. Or anything else along those lines.
Lives matter whether whatever color they are. We're not going to get any further than that because it's going to make it even worse.
Even if they're green.
Green lives matter. There you go.
Hulk lives
really matter. Just leave Hulk lives alone.
Hulk lives only life that matters.
Leave Hulk lives alone.
Hulk just wants to be left alone.
Hulk and your life if you not leave Hulk alone.
Hulk just wants to eat vanilla ice cream.
Brown or white.
The Hulk doesn't care.
Hulk likes vanilla.
Have you ever eaten Breyer's ice cream?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just made from real vanilla. Yeah. And it's got the little specks.
It does?
They're like brown or like black specks in it. And supposedly that's the vanilla beans.
The actual vanilla beans itself.
All right. The next one is, why can't you buy a hot dog at McDonald's? Huh. Why wouldn't McDonald's or any of other fast food places sell hot dogs?
Burger King has hot dogs now.
They do now. And well, they're pretty good hot dogs. Why is it taking so long?
Why is it taking so long? Because I guess at this time, you know, when you're the Burger King, your staple is burgers.
Okay.
So until this point, they weren't trying to, you know, they were selling burgers. They didn't have to compromise and be like, oh, no one's eating our burgers. We gotta throw something else out there. All right, we'll throw chicken burger.
I agree
chicken
with that, fries. Tom. You know what the problem with your theory is, though?
What?
We're not talking about Burger King. We're talking about McDonald's.
Well, I'm just... Okay. So McDonald's doesn't have to...
They're not the king of anything.
They're basically the king of fast food.
Okay.
Clown is everywhere.
All right. So they're the clown. The king clown. The king clown of fast food.
They don't have to.
Because they are. Because they are the king of fast food, so they can do whatever they want. I went to Canada when I was a kid, and they had pizza at their McDonald's.
There's the one in Orlando that's like the international, the biggest, world's biggest McDonald's that sells like spaghetti and stuff like that.
Yes, have you been there?
Yep.
It's huge.
It's pretty big.
It's like three stories, right?
I think it's two stories.
And they sell, I think when I was there, they had spaghetti and pizza and subs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they might have had chicken pot pies, too. That sounds familiar.
That would be pretty interesting.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But no hot dogs.
No hot dogs.
So, if you were McDonald's, mm-hmm. and you were making a hot dog, what right. kind of hot dog would you make, Tom? If a Tom Tom could make a hot dog, how many hot dogs would the Tom Tom make?
So, obviously, you got to make the McDog.
Yep.
And it's got to have, like, it's basically like a Big Mac, but with the hot dog on it. So, it's like three layers long, tall. The Big Mac dog.
So, it's like three hot dogs in yep. one, but each layer has mac sauce on it?
Do all beef doggy special sauce with cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, hot dog bun.
That would be interesting if they had a hot dog bun and put sesame seeds on the outside.
I don't know how they would do that, but yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm. Food for thought there, McDonald's.
The chicken nuggy dog.
I'd be all over that.
They could put like four chicken nuggets on it, and then the sauce would be like sweet and sour on top.
Maybe like a sweet and sour on one side, and like a barbecue on the other.
Or you could just pick your sauce.
Yeah, pick your sauce.
Pick your sauce. This is America. Your nugget sauce. That's a good idea, too.
Nugget up.
Or the fish fillet dog.
The fish fillet. The fishing dog.
Where they would...
The dogfish.
You could crush up a... Dog. You could deep fry a fish fillet patty, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd flatten that bitch out.
Flatten it out. Roll it out like Play-Doh.
Right. And then you would lay the hot dog in the fish fillet, and then you would wrap it around it.
Oh, so the fish fillet is the bun?
The fish... And then you deep fry it again.
Oh.
And then, so it's a... When you bite, you're getting fish fillet
and then a hot dog.
So then you put it in the bun, and then you put tartar sauce on it.
I think I'd try that.
That's a good idea.
The fish and the like pork is going to have quite an interesting taste, though.
The clash will be weird.
The
for
clash.
Sure. How about the Oreo, the McFlurry dog?
McFlurry dog might be pushing it. That's a diabetes dog right there.
Diabetes dog. They just take all the McFlurry toppings and put it on top of the hot dog.
If it's like, I'll change it. So if you could do that, I would, instead of like doing like a all beef or pork hot dog, you do like cookie dough rolled into a hot dog.
Oh.
On like a graham cracker kind of
bun. You'd have to deep fry it though, right?
Yeah. Like a pancake batter or something.
So what if you just, what if it's the same idea as the fish fillet one?
Wrap it in cookie dough?
You wrap the hot dog in cookie dough and then
still a pork hot dog?
Yeah.
I'll try it, but I bet it's not going to be good.
Call it the cookie dog.
The cookie dog. Mm. Take a bite of that
me
dog.
Me want cookie.
Me want hot dog. Me also want cookie.
Me want hot dog cookie.
Hot dog start with C.
Cookie monster eat all of cookies. Oh, McDonald's, you get clown out of way so I can eat cookie dog.
Me no want clown, me want cookie dog.
That's a cookie dog.
It tickles. All right, Tom. Another question. Why is never take candy from strangers not applicable when we're celebrating Halloween?
It still kind of comes with a warning at Halloween. That's why you're supposed to check your kids' candy for like razor blades and syringes.
It's like. Don't take candies from a stranger's.
Except today, but I'm going to check your candy.
Asterisk. Except for on Halloween, but bring your Halloween candy to me so I can check it and make sure it doesn't have razors and then eat it.
And then eat some of it. It's weird. You know, a lot of it was full of razors. I'm sorry, son.
I just took one for the team.
All that was left was all this terrible candy and circus peanuts.
I just decided to put it in my mouth to save you.
I cut my tongue up something fierce.
Oh, the blood is just gushing up. Dad, that's ketchup.
Oh, that's why it was so sweet.
Dad, your tongue's staying from licorice.
Candy dog. Boom. Another one there, McDonald's. The candy-coated hot dog. Serving on Halloween.
The candy-coated, it could be the candy corn dog.
The candy corn dog. I love it.
So you could take the hot dog. You could smush up a bunch of candy corn.
I think you just take cornmeal and just like cut up candy corn and put it in the meal. So it's like got cornmeal. So it's still a normal corn dog with bits of candy corn in it. I think that'd be safer.
That's a good idea. Boom.
Boom right there.
That's nice.
Drizzle the mustard on it.
All right. Another question. Why do they put holes in crackers?
Because snitches get stitches.
What? Pow, 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 pow. The crackers are snitches?
Yep.
You know, any good cracker.
You're right. Has saltines, holes in it. Ritz.
Ritz.
Saltines. Graham.
Graham. Graham crackers.
I love Graham crackers.
Who's the main maker of Graham? Nabisco?
I think so.
Nabisco.
They don't really have that slogan anymore. Nabisco.
Wasn't that their thing?
Something like that, yeah. Back in the late 80s, early 90s. I love graham crackers and other cookies.
And put them in my mouth. It's not real
time. Hashtag butt, no bumps about that anymore.
Ritz, we put holes in our crackers.
That's a good question. Are they like...
Because they float, maybe?
Is it because in case like you like shove a whole bunch of crackers down your throat and you start to choke and you can somewhat breathe?
We gotta keep the crackers holding, because if you accidentally choke on one, you can breathe through the cracker holes. You can
breathe on them.
Want to breathe through the cracker holes, don't you, Jimmy Cakes?
Jimmy Cakes. Honey biscuit.
Honey biscuit. Gotta make sure we put the holes in them crackers, right?
The only thing I can think of, I'm going to go legitimate here, is okay. That they have like an injection mold. Like,
it in the mold that way. Okay.
So it goes, and there's your cracker.
Because that's the holes from where it comes out?
Yeah, that's my guess. It's like bakes it on a pan, and then it goes through and it heats it up.
But they could just, I guess it's more appetizing that way too. Rather than just spitting out a blob disc. It is like any crackers have holes in them, though.
I know.
You think it's because all the cracker factories have rats, and the rats just eat little holes out of the crackers?
I surely hope not.
I just want that little bit of cracker. Just eat up the cracker.
Scabbers, why are you always eating holes?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Lay off me, I'm a rat, and I'm starving.
All right, Tom. If prunes... are dehydrated plums. Where does prune juice come from?
I like that. That's a thought-provoking question.
Why is it? Because
it seems silly to call it just like, yeah.
Dehydrated
plum juice. Because plum juice sounds horrible.
Hey!
I can't poop no more. Give me that plum juice.
Hey, Jenny! I'm on the toilet! And the poop's not coming out. Can you give me the plum juice?
We ain't got no plums. All we got is prunes. Well, squish them prunes up because the poop ain't coming out.
I don't care, Jenny. Just squish up the prunes real quick. Prunes and plums, the same thing, right?
Poor Jenny.
Just call it poop juice.
Poop juice, because they're going to make poop. Plum, prune, you're going to poop.
Plummily plum plum poop.
Plummily plum plum poop.
If you had to come up with a...
So the only thing I could think of is that the juice that they stole from the plums is being turned, and they're mocking the prunes. Like, this is your juice. And now we are calling it off of you.
Maybe they keep calling it prune juice.
Yeah.
Because the workers, the Mexican workers, were in the factory... They have to actually take the prunes, right? Yeah. And they have to squeeze them.
Hand squoze.
They squeeze them with their hands, and they're not allowed to wear gloves.
Fresh squeeze.
Squeeze them.
Mexican and prune juice.
By the end of their shift,
their hands are pruny.
Their hands are pruny.
Ah.
Thus, prune juice.
But technically, wouldn't like prunes have come before the prune hand saying, I don't
Which
know.
Came first, the poop or the prune juice hands?
Think about it.
Which came first, prune juice or the prune juice hands?
That'd be like an interesting like little backstory if that's how like your hands are all pruny because you've been squeezing plums all day.
Well, Jenny, my hands are pruny because I was picking plums from the plum tree and squeezing the plums so I can make poop juice. But
old Barney couldn't poop.
Now, second thought, I should call it prune juice rather than poop juice.
Sounds better.
Because my hands are pruny.
Because it ain't made of poop. Okay. Whew, that's an interesting one.
Hey, another question, Tom.
Okay.
Do cannibals get drunk when they eat drunk people?
I don't know. I would assume so.
if they eat like stone people, I would assume they'd get stoned too. But like, I would assume they just drain their blood before they cook them, like any animal.
Right. So, but no, they're vamp. Oh, they're
but,
okay.
Like when you cook with beer, it like burns all the alcohol out. So it's like that. Unless they're eating people raw.
They could be. Alright, so let's switch it up then. Not cannibals.
Uh-huh.
How? Because you gotta cook it most of the time, right? Yeah. How about vampires?
So vampires drink
if
the blood.
If a vampire is
drunk?
Just drinking the blood, do they get drunk? There's... Because the blood has, boom, alcohol in
boom,
it.
Boom, sugar alcohol blood. I would assume so.
He's like, Count Dracula's like, I can't do a Count Dracula.
I bring want me, to drink your blood.
Bring me another Irishman.
Two shots Jaeger bombs. Two drunken Irishmen coming up.
Bring me more basic white men. I want to drink their Jaeger
blood.
I love
this pumpkin spice latte. Oh, oh,
oh. I want the Jameson. I don't know what that was. That was like Swedish.
I want to drink
the Jameson.
You're bringing me the Jameson right now.
Bring me the Jameson.
It's very good.
Or is that a
That's Italian. That's totally Italian.
Bring me the blood.
I've done my spaghetti.
I eat so many Italians. I sound like the Italians.
And so many Italians. I want the culture through the veins.
I want to drink the Italian blood.
Is that like a prego? On a serious note.
So they have to be raw.
There's an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I'm gonna get like my nerd card out here, but
okay.
Where
rip it out on the table.
Where the vampires would get the people high, and then once the people were high, they would suck their blood so they could get the high off of the people. So I would assume that's how they would do it.
Interesting.
Like a drug filter. Boom.
So Would they fail a drug test then?
Probably.
The vampire to take a drug test?
If a vampire was working like a mediocre job that requires random drug screenings, they may fail that one.
The times are very hard. I don't know why I keep sounding
Italian. Look, I can't work during the day because I'm a vampire. So what if I like to relax and suck the blood of a stone person? We all do it. Cut me some slack, I'm dead and I'm evil.
Don't judge me because I'm working at McDonald's.
McDonald's late shift. Someone's got to take care of this homeless issue.
Tom.
Yeah?
Do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
I would assume... I think there's technically no animal products in it.
They should be able, but will they be like...
It seems like an animal.
It looks like a lion. I can't eat it.
This could have been the child of several generation animal crackers. I can't eat it. Think of the children. What message will I be sending them?
Who's that? So what if Christopher Walken was a vegetarian and Bill Cosby came in and he was like, hey, I got some animal crackers.
See, Chris, I brought you some animal crackers. I heard you was a vegetarian, so I thought it would be a funny joke. So I was like, give me a bite to boot this animal crackers.
Or then Chris is like,
Bill, I told you so many times, I can't eat these.
The lions make me throw up.
It doesn't feel good in my tummy. I have to throw up. But it tastes a good going down, but better coming up.
It tastes like animals.
The humanity.
Animal crackers are delicious.
I love animal crackers. It's hard to like just eat one.
You have to just
I don't
eat
think
a
you can eat just one.
Do you dip them in anything?
Nope.
They're good dipped in coffee.
Coffee?
Believe it or not.
Well, I'm not a big fan of coffee. Maybe hot chocolate. I'll try that.
Coffee.
The frosted animal crackers are good too. Also very addictive.
I've never had the frosted ones.
Oh, they're good. So they like take like a vanilla, like a white vanilla.
Not brown vanilla?
Not no brown vanilla. And then they put like bright colored sprinkles on it. And then
no wonder they're good. They get sugar on
it. I know, they're super sugar. But something that's already kind of like almost sugarless.
I love my animal crackers with butter and bacon sugar on
it. I basted the butter and bacon animal bears and I put the butter and bacon.
Don't know where I eat my animal crackers if you baste them with the
white vanilla bean butter. Did you know that you can actually just take vanilla extract? It has a 0.6-0.7% alcohol content. You can just get drunk off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why, like but you could.
The more you know, Tom.
The more you know. So, kids, you can't buy alcohol until you're 21. But no! When you're 18, don't buy vanilla extract.
No, no. Do not do any forms of drugs, kids. Kids, drugs are bad.
Okay? Tater tots, on the other hand, are great for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Drugs are bad.
Tater tots are great, okay?
All right, Tom. Last one, okay?
All right, here we go.
Since bread is square, then why is most sandwich meat round?
The only thing I can picture is, like, it comes out like a big sausage, and then they cut it up.
Okay, but why can't they make it into square sausage?
I don't know. The sausage casing, I don't know if you can make square sausage casings.
You could, maybe. We could make the iPhone and the automobile.
You're talking about...
And the telephone. Why can't we make square sausage?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem practical. Or needed. Go to Wendy's if you want square patties.
So why don't they just start making round bread?
They do. Hamburger buns are round.
Okay. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Geek.
Just shut that down. Sorry, I just got to get back to the Super Geek News.
You just slapped that question right out of my mouth.
Boom!
And I just want to see the hamburger bun, idiot.
Boom.
Prune juice.
Prune juice.
Did you see the picture that Hugh Jackman released on Twitter today?
I did. It was like the side of a building.
It's a big giant poster. If you haven't seen it yet, look up the poster online. It is pretty BA.
So the Wolverine movie they've been hinting at for a long time now. They finally have a title for it, and they have a poster for it.
Yes, the title, that what they've been saying for the longest time is it's going to be called Old... That it's going to be based
off of... They were theming
it as
the Old Man Logan, which is a pretty cool storyline. But if it's what I think it's going to be based off of, which, you know, we can just have this argument after this, I think it's going to be a much better premise. So it's
what
going
do you
to
think
be
it's going to be based off
the
of?
The death of Wolverine.
Oh.
So the storyline where they take X-23 and Logan goes to Department H, or the Weapon X facility, to stop them from making more clones of himself, and he ends up cutting open that vat of adamantium, getting himself coated, and he sits there forever as a permanent statue coated in adamantium, and he dies.
That makes pretty good sense, because Hugh Jackman says that this is the last Wolverine movie.
That's my theory, because that's where they went with the... 2015, in the last series of Marvel, right before they rebooted it with the all-new, all-different Marvel series.
Mm-hmm.
They killed him off.
Interesting. That's a good theory.
I think that's what they're going to do with it, which makes sense of the little girl's hand. Side note, which I thought was really hilarious, so they showed... So Ryan Reynolds retweeted that. He's like... So he takes the whole theory, he's like, Logan, this movie was about me the whole time. It shows the picture of him in Deadpool with the baby hand. So the little, he says, the little girl's hand is mine, and it shows that picture with him.
That's
with the
funny
baby hand.
He's so funny, man. He is so enveloped into that character.
I know, it's great.
The poster is really cool. It's Wolverine's hand holding like a little kid's hand, and
but
he's
has
got
the claws,
his claws
all
out.
The claws out.
Got the claws title out. Of the movie, I think, is genius.
Just straight up Logan.
That's it.
Which again could again lead to that whole Old Man Logan storyline.
It could. But I think they don't want to put Old Man in it because Hugh Jackman in his Australian accent was like, "Hey, mate, don't call me Old Man because I'm old, mate."
I'm old, mate. He's like, he's almost, if he's not 50, he's almost 50.
Did you like my Australian accent?
It's good. It's good, thank mate.
I think the title's really cool. I saw a little... There's always hate about something on the interwebs, but...
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of hate on it, but I think it's different. I think it's definitely different than a lot of, like, Wolverine Origins or...
Yeah, that was a little
Wolverine
too different. Both of those movies were really like, what?
Yeah. I like the title. I think it's pretty cool. You like it as well?
I think it's gonna be cool.
Poster was cool?
Poster was cool.
Release date, you know, off the top
March
of your head?
March 3rd, 2017.
That soon?
Yep.
That is so soon. I know. That's awesome.
5-6 months, baby.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Flash season 2 and Arrow season 4 and 5
4 and 5?
Yes, is on Netflix.
Man, I got a lot of catching up to do.
Lots of catching up. They just put those on. I think they kind of did it with, because the new season's episodes just dropped. So season 3 and season 6 of Arrow just dropped yesterday and the day before. Oof. So then they dropped the new episode, the new old season.
Those dirty dogs wait until after they drop the new episodes before they
drop the old ones. So my life is disappearing.
Yep, we're not going to see Maddie Mann for a long time.
I don't really do anything but work and watch Netflix now at this point.
Yep.
And do this. That's about all I do.
So if you expect to see him out in the town...
You're not going to.
Right, with the friggin' Flash and Arrow on there. Yeah. Forget that.
God help us all.
He's just going to be sitting in his man cave with, like, tater tot crumbs all over himself. His vanilla extract in the corner.
Video killed the radio star. Dude. Netflix killed the TV star. Netflix killed Madman's life. The internet blew up today, Tom. Or yesterday, because Ben Affleck supposedly released the title of the new Batman movie.
I heard that, but I didn't actually see what
it
was.
Did you see the video? No. It was a video that he did with the Associated Press.
Okay.
For his new movie coming out, The Accountant, in theaters everywhere on October 14th.
Oh, yep. Okay.
It looks good if you haven't seen the
trailer.
It's
quite interesting. Pretty action-packed.
Pretty different. He was doing a video.
Tater tot crumbs in my throat.
And of course somebody was like, hey, do you have a title for the Batman movie yet? And basically he was like, I don't know. I guess if I was going to pick a name right now, I would be called The Batman. So he never really said, and then he was like, who knows, it might change, but I guess as of right now, we're just going with The Batman.
Okay.
It's coming along well.
Sure, why not?
So for me, that didn't really come out as a title.
Yeah, but internet nerds, I mean, all their information is off of Facebook, so they're like, what is this blasphemy? He's all of a sudden a Batman? Is there more Batman? What's going on?
Why is there multiple Batmans?
What's going on here?
Do you like the... If that's the title, do you like the title?
I could deal with it, but that's not like a good title.
The Batman.
The Batman.
Hello, The Batman.
I see you were born in this title, but really the title came about when I was already a man. The Batman.
The Batman.
I like to drink plum juice, Batman.
Hello there, Bats. It's the Batman. I'm sorry, the Batman. Such a much better name. The Joker is very amused. Mr. The J.
So from this point on, Tom.
Yep.
Nobody is to refer to me as Batman anymore.
Why not? Oh, because you're the Batman. The Batman has spoken.
All right, you want to try it?
Let's do it.
Hello, foodies and geeks. It's the Batman.
And it's the time to start. It just seems like it just seems silly. From now on, every superhero movie and every superhero should just be the so-and-so.
The Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man.
The
Iron Man.
The Ant-Man.
The Incredible Hulk. The Avengers. The She-Hulk.
The Captain Marvel. The Deadpool.
The Luke Cage. One that really doesn't work for.
Oh, poor Ben Affleck. All right. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Maddie. Hey, the Batman.
Pirates of the Caribbean teaser trailer. Did you see that?
Man, I did see that.
So, Sunday. Pirates Caribbean / Disney put a little thing on Facebook. They showed kind of like a poster. Mm-hmm. It was like the skull and crossbones.
Like a very, like, decorative, like, golden skull.
Yeah, it was just a little teaser trailer thing.
Paint on it or something.
And it kind of rotated, and then it said, watch the teaser trailer tonight and after Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
So they did the little trailer. I was disappointed because there was no Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, they're obviously hinting, like, these, like, weird zombie-esque dudes, as I'm assuming that's why they put it after the Fear of the Walking Dead.
It's a little weird.
Like,
zombies, like, where's Jack Sparrow? And I'm like drooling all over myself. Where is the Jack Sparrow?
Where is the pirate Jacks, the Jack Sparrow?
Where is the captain, the Jack, the Sparrow?
The captain, the Jack. At first,
you're right. It just seemed like it's half a trailer. Like,
yes, it was weird. At first, I thought they were Davy Jones guys.
Yeah, they kind of do seem like, except they're just not like fishy. They're just like
they look
slimy
like Davy
and
Jones
creepy
guys. At first, I thought that was Bootstrap Bill. At first,
I kind of thought that at first was like, who is it? Should I know who this guy is? He looks kind of familiar.
Yeah. But no, it's really weird. Excuse me. My theory is the kid that was in the jail is Will Turner's son.
Okay, that's what one of the internet theories was.
Was it?
Too.
Okay.
So the theory is that's where it picks up, like, however many years later. So the last you saw was he came back 10 years later when he'd come back to land and his son was 10 years old. So I'm assuming maybe, like, another 10 years he can come back on land. Which, in my opinion, they could just cheat like Davy Jones, just put a bucket of water in the middle of the land.
Right? So, do you think that this is going to have Orlando... Does this have Orlando Bloom in it, did they say?
I have not read that yet, but I'm curious now.
As far as I know, the only one who was recurring was Johnny Depp.
The Johnny Depp. Because they killed Blackbeard in the last one. The Blackbeard. I think they should bring him back.
I didn't like that one.
You didn't like that one? Not a lot of people did. But
I wasn't a fan of
it.
One.
In my opinion, it wasn't the best of the four. No. But I like Ian McShane. I think I just love his voice.
He was Blackbeard,
He was Blackbeard. He just has that, like, awesome, iconic, like, voice where it's just so... just kind of got an accent, but it's still raspy and evil. I can't do it. But
it was close. Pretty good. I thought it was good.
I just like his voice. And he's got those serious eyes, like...
Yeah. He was good. I just didn't like the storyline. It was just too all over the place.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. They were trying to tie in these next movies before they even started.
What do you think your favorite Pirates of the Caribbean movie is?
The third one.
At World's End.
My favorite part of the whole movie is they're in the maelstrom and they're doing that like epic battle and it's like storming and they're it's crazy.
Mine is Dead Man's Chest.
Dead Man's Chest. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the name of it, right?
The Dead Man's. Yeah, that's the second one.
Yeah.
So
that's my favorite one.
That's a good one
too. Great
too,
though, man.
The first one is great. Like, it's one of those type of movies that you don't even need the other two. Like, it works just by itself.
They could have just done that one, and then
which is what I think happened. So they did the first one, and then Jerry Bruckheimer's like, that was awesome. How can we make it some more?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna write some more. We'll tie it in somehow. It's all good. Which I think movies nowadays think like they have to make like 5 or 6 movies. We gotta plan ahead.
Yeah.
We can't just do one movie anymore. We gotta plan ahead. It's gotta be a whole series.
Weird. It's the generation of the franchise.
Yeah.
I like World's End 2. It was a little long.
It was pretty long.
Other than that, I like.
They're all kind of long, but the last one was the longest. Yeah.
I'm excited for this one, though. 2017. I don't think it's gave a date yet, though.
No, it's still...
And it's called Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Dead Man Tell No Tales. Any, like, real Pirates of the Caribbean fan know that's, like, when you first go on the ride and you go, Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Yes. Oh, I love that ride.
It's awesome.
Man. Mulan live-action release. We talked about that.
The Mulan?
The Mulan. they came out with a date. Ooh. November 2nd, 2018.
Well, we got some time.
Out. So about a year away.
I'm still hoping they do very cool,
yeah,
like funny CG little Mushu. I hope they bring Eddie Murphy back.
You can't have Mulan without Mushu.
Or just put like Chris Hart in a dragon costume.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And just have him run around.
That'd be pretty cool. Hey, I'm Mushu. Hey,
Mulan.
And you
can go fight them guys. It's gonna be crazy. Then he's gonna be all over your face.
And then you have to have The Rock in it too, right?
Just he'll be somewhere.
Maybe Kevin Hart or BFFs now.
That's true. He should be the evil guy. Shen Yu.
That'd be funny. So some people are worried online that they're gonna completely whitewash this because Hollywood's been doing that, right? They're coming out with that Great Wall of China movie with Matt Damon.
Oh yeah.
And Matt Damon's in it as the star for some reason.
I don't care if Matt Damon's in it, but what is the movie going? There's a lot going on in that movie. And they're like fighting dragons and Matt Damon and China. What's going on?
So do you think they're going to whitewash Mulan?
I don't think so. We got a lot of prominent Asian actors out there. We can use them.
Yes.
Throw them out there.
I would like to see...
We get our Jackie Chans. We get our Jet Lis. Our Chow Yun Fats out there. And we bring this to its knees.
Ming Yong
Ming Yong
Wei.
Ming Men Wa.
Ming Ming La. Ming Wa Lei.
Ming Men... Dang it, what is her name? I feel bad now.
She is an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes, but she also did...
Agent May, okay? Agent May,
Agent
whatever.
May,
I'm going to look it up.
She also did the voice
she
of Mulan.
She is Mulan.
She is Mulan.
I think she should
How
just...
How BA would that be if they had her in it?
I think she should be in it because she kicks booty in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She should definitely be in it.
They probably wouldn't have her be Mulan. She's probably a little too old to be Mulan.
But the thing is, Mulan doesn't have a mother, though, at this point. Ming-Na Wen.
In the movie, she has a mother.
Does she? I thought the mother died. The father is old. Okay, you're right.
The mother's around.
You're right.
The
you're
mother,
right.
The
Sorry.
Grandma,
the mother is the one who sends her off to the boarding school. You bring honor to us all.
Yeah.
So she sends her off, and that doesn't
you
work.
You bring honor to us. You bring honor to us. You bring honor to us all.
And then they... Okay.
We are men.
With the force of the fire.
So, it's gotta be a musical, right? Like, the Jungle Book? They've gotta put
Was
the
it
songs
a musical?
In. Jungle Book.
I
okay.
haven't seen the new
Jungle
one.
Book is not a musical, but they had the two popular songs.
Did they? Okay.
So, they did Bare Necessities,
Good.
And they did,
So, Bill Murray sang the Bare Necessities?
Bill Murray sang Bare Necessities, and Christopher Walken sang the,
I Wanna Be Like You.
I Wanna Be Like You. So, they've gotta do that with... They got to do that with Mulan, right?
I think they
well,
do.
They
so obviously they got to do
at least two.
Be a Man, because that's the most popular song in there. And was it one of them won an Academy Award. So I think the one where it's like, who is the girl I see? That one,
yeah.
I think, won a lot of awards, too. Maybe just do that at the credits. It's all good.
I'm looking forward to it. November 2nd, 2018.
I think these live-action movies that Disney's doing is great, and keep them up.
Yes, I agree.
Beauty and the Beast comes out this year. It's got Emma Watson in it. She's so pretty, I'm going to watch it.
The Emma Watson?
The Emma Watson.
Did you see the picture of the Beast they released? What'd you think of the horns?
They're pretty epic horns.
They're pretty big A-horns, man.
A-horns, man.
I'm trying not to cuss.
Ram horns.
Trying hard.
A-horns.
Those are some big ram horns, man.
Them horns be
They're
ram.
They're very satanic looking.
They kind of were, but like... The beast had, like, ram horns. They just couldn't tell.
Not that big.
Well, maybe not that
not
big.
Like,
but they were...
I am Satan horns! That's what those
I are. Hope they make him more animal-like. Like, in the cartoon, he's a huge, hulking beast. But this, he just looks like he's standing up tall and he's just got hair and horns.
More animal-like would be pretty cool.
Give him, like, big mountain claws and teeth. He literally looks like Kelsey Grammer from X-Men. With horns.
That's funny, he does. I
love
Kelsey
I'm Dr. Hank McCoy.
And, he was
and I
good.
Don't know how I ended up in this castle. He did. I think he did a great job.
I am the beast. It works, though.
It works. Instead of being like...
Hello, Prince, the bell.
It's I'm not Prince beast. Adam anymore. It's Prince Hank. Trying to cure this poor castle of mutations.
And then, who's the bad guy? Gaston.
Gaston.
Gaston is Magneto. No.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Talks about shooting telling. People with no gun. He's using metal and shoving it at animals.
What's the Gaston song?
I can't think of it. Darn it.
Wow.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me feel like what's that called? I just got Be a Man stuck in my head.
Be your man! That's all I have.
Well, if anything, it should
too.
Be about Gaston, because...
That's funny.
Oh, nobody does like Gaston.
And a big like Gaston. And a poop like Gaston.
And I had so much vanilla, I smell like Gaston. I ate prune juice this morning with butter.
Nobody pooped like Gaston. The last bit of geek.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen prunes every morning to help me go poop. But now, man, 5 dozen prunes. And my prunes are my poop is as large as a barge.
Nobody poops like this. Nobody shits like this.
When in a boxing match, he'll take a hit like this.
Nobody fills up a toilet like this. It's a little last minute geek news, Tom. Iron Fist. released the premiere date. I'm sure you saw that, right?
I did, yep.
March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's Day. I didn't know that. St.
Patty's Day. Yeah, that is March 17th, 2017.
All right. Now, that's just around the corner.
We should have a trailer any day, you would think, right?
Pretty soon, I would assume. Besides that teaser we just had at Comic-Con.
And she would come out with...
actual footage.
Excuse me. Actual footage.
Well, there's the pictures that they've kind of released of him, like, I don't know, beating up a room full of dudes. I don't know what's going on in that picture.
That is kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of dudes on the ground behind him. He's like doing like a flying punch.
With his piss fist of power.
His iron fist.
His iron fist.
The Kunlun of the power of the Kunlun.
The Kunlun fist power.
Super Chi.
Are you excited for Iron Fist?
I can't wait. I can't wait for butt kickery.
Danny Rand kicking butts.
Just kicking butts, doing karate.
When he first
meets Luke
Cage,
maybe a giant dragon of some sort.
I want to see an Iron Fist in Luke Cage.
I think that'd be awesome. Like, just like, who are you? This is Harlem. This is my land.
Yeah. What are you doing in here, Asian boy?
I'm not Asian. I'm a rich white man.
No Asians coming.
Rich white man don't be coming up in Harlem like this. Come at you. Sweet Christmas. And then they have one of those moments where their fists clash and there's like a shockwave and everything else just like shatters.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Nobody poops like this. Keep calm
and poop on.